Gotta respect the bell. If you respect nothing else, one must respect
the bell.
The bell. Welcome back to Crunch Time, final segment on a Wednesday. That means it is Crunch Exchange time. I'm going to give Steve some stories from the world of sports this week, and he's going to tell us if he's buying or selling the prospectus involved with those stories. There is also a pending option, which he sometimes uses. Oregon football is not good this season, Steve. Not even the neighborhood of good, really. And that has led many around these parts to speculate about the future of head coach Mark Helfrich. We have mostly been saying that Helfrich is a great guy, deserves some leeway because he just led Oregon, with barely any NFL players to speak of, to a national title game. But as the year has worn on, there have been losses to perennial bad teams in Wazoo and Colorado, a loss to Nebraska in which there was a two-point conversion debacle, blowouts to USC, and hated rival Washington. Obviously, those teams aren't really what they used to be, but neither is Oregon this year. And with that, a tweet from Darren Revell during Oregon's loss to USC that said there's talk heating up at Oregon that Phil Knight would be willing to shill out over $10 million per season for a new coach that could get him a national title. Now, I'm not even sure if there's a coach on earth worth $10 million per. Maybe Saban, maybe John Gruden, I don't know. But beyond that, Phil Knight would be willing to spend that amount and that he would tell anybody about it other than maybe Rob Mullins, Michael Schill, or Tinker Hatfield. I don't know. The prospectus. You buy or sell that Revell's report is accurate?
I think he would tell English Gardner because she's really cool in that
totally,
video.
Totally, right? Joey Harrington, maybe?
What was the question again?
You buy or sell that Revell's report is accurate?
I completely sell that. It's crap.
Speaking of crap, the Seahawks, get it, and Bills.
Whoa.
Game.
Go by, Bills!
as I slowly put a sentence together there. The Seahawks and Bills game finally provided us with a talking point for the NFL this season. It's arguably been the most boring season in a very long time, but there was a field goal before halftime in which Richard Sherman, the usual suspect, jumped way off sides and dove right into the left leg of Bills kicker Dan Carpenter. He was only flagged for offsides and not unnecessary roughness, like NFL Senior VP of Officiating Dean Blandino tweeted out. The officials continued to bungle the situation as they forced a Bills delay a game by not restarting the play clock and standing over the ball until 5 seconds were left on the play clock, which forced Carpenter to attempt a 56-yard field goal, came up just short. The series of mistakes by the refs were obvious to anyone who has ever watched football and weren't named Pete Carroll or Richard Sherman. What should be done? The prospectus. We have seen NFL officials be fined for mistakes. Remember the clock suspended
the fail from Mary?
Yeah. Remember the clock operator in the Chargers and Steelers game last year? Actually, suspended for mistakes is what I meant to say. The prospectus. The officials in the Bills-Seahawks game should be suspended as well.
Well, I don't know if it's officials. You got to figure out who's responsible, the head ref, who huddled up, who's responsible for making that call. But I've come to the point where reprimands and fines ain't cutting it with players and coaches and officials. You have to take away what they like to do. Sit a game. Buy it.
Yeah, it's like with kids. You get them to listen to you by taking away privileges, right?
Right. No threats. Yeah. And, you know, dessert doesn't cut it. Kindle, gone.
Exactly.
Laptop, gone.
For me, Super Nintendo, gone.
Gone.
Ugh. Those are bad times. The NBA season, because I was a bad kid. The NBA season is happening. I know it's been a pretty constant barrage of Cubs, college, and NFL. But if you haven't been paying attention, some pretty good ball has been happening, not least of which has been the play of James Harden of Houston. He has been so good, in fact, that he was asked this week by The Vertical who the best player in the NBA is. And guess what? He said himself. Go figure. Now, we generally take Harden talking points with a grain of salt, but since he began playing point guard under Mike D'Antoni's system, he has been lights out. This season, he averages 32 points, 13 assists, and 7 rebounds per game, and he's shooting 67%. He still doesn't play any defense, but who really needs to in this era of the NBA? So he's third in the league in scoring, first in assists, nearly double digits in boards for a team that's 4-3 right now. The prospectus right now, this season, James Harden is the best player in the NBA.
Woof. I don't know if you heard me. I said woof. right now, 7 games in, ain't nobody playing better. And by the way, if there was ever a match for a coach and a player and a system to just put up ridiculous numbers and have no chance of winning anything beyond one round, it's James, not easy, but Harden. So I'm going to buy that one.
You heard it here, folks. Steve Tannen says James Harden is better than LeBron James.
He leads the league in assists. But by the way, He also leads in turnovers.
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing about that offense as well. Just do whatever the hell you want.
Go!
All right. The NFL's ratings have been terrible. There are a series of opinions on why. The games are terrible. Richard Sherman said it's because the NFL won't allow fun in the game anymore. This week, Drew Brees chimed in, saying the entire blame should fall on Roger Goodell. His view is that no one in the league trusts anything coming from league offices, and that that has transferred off the field to the consumers as well. He said the league has chosen to do most of their dealings behind closed doors and have made several moves over the last few years to lose the trust of the viewing public. He also placed some of the blame on things like Colin Kaepernick and for turning people away. But the prospectus, you buying or selling that the NFL's sharp decline in ratings is because of Roger Goodell?
You remember the Guinness Book of World Record picture where you had those really heavy twins on motorcycles?
Yeah.
They're like, I trust Roger Goodell as far as I could throw the two of them left-handed after one of them runs over my hand with said motorcycle. I think Goodell has gotten megalomaniacal, power crazy. He thinks everything's got to be kept under his little umbrella and everything's about protecting the shield, aka protecting profits for the owners. I don't even need the reason. If you say blah, 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 it's Goodell's fault. I'm buying.
By the way, I didn't know that was from the Guinness Book of World Records, that picture. How about that? I just know it from Family Guy when they did that spoof. Yeah. So obviously 99.9% of the talk coming from the election yesterday was about the Commander-in-Chief, but San Diego had that pretty big vote on their hands as well, and that was whether or not they were going to approve funding of a $1.15 billion stadium for the Chargers. According to the bill, it wouldn't have taken any taxpayer money, just would have been a tax on people who stayed in hotels visiting from out of town. So it seemed pretty low risk for the taxpayers of San Diego, but they voted the measure down. Clearly they heard $1.15 billion, NFL stadium, and it made the hair on the back of their neck stand up or something like that. But that essentially means the San Diego Chargers will be no more after this year. But their only other option at this moment is LA, which is currently building a new stadium for the Rams, and you can't exactly have two teams playing in the Coliseum. Maybe you can, I don't know. There has also been talk of them moving to Vegas, but it looks like the Raiders are going there. So the prospectus, with the stadium bill failing, the Chargers are indeed done in San Diego.
By the way, for the record, by the numbers, if you and I were this is what the bill was. If we were traveling to San Diego, instead of paying $224 for a room,
right,
we'd pay $232.
Right.
That's what the tax was.
Wow.
And so not the people living there.
Not even the people who
live
there.
How often do you stay in a hotel in Eugene? So
it actually sounds like it was looking out for the people of San Diego, and they still voted
in a lot of ways. They weren't tapping into the local community to do what everybody hates, say fund a stadium for a billionaire.
I suppose the argument against it would be that it would hurt their tourism, which they kind of rely on people
visiting. Yeah, because if you're spending $3,700 to visit San Diego those 3 nights, that extra $24 is going to kill you. What was the prospectus again?
I don't know.
Oh, they're leaving San Diego.
Yeah, they're indeed done in San Diego.
But bye. I buy.